Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Whether the issue is stem cell research or contraception and birth control or the fight against AIDS and abstinence, we've grown accustomed to the politics and science getting mixed up. Now, without taking a position on the issue of birth control, a federal judge has ruled that the Food and Drug Administration was wrong to mix science and politics. It was wrong to delay a decision about making the so-called morning-after pill available to women under the age of 18 in an over-the-counter available context. The judge accused the FDA of bowing to political pressures of the Bush administration rather than going for hard science. Here's former FDA Commissioner Lester Crawford at a news conference back in August of 2005 explaining the delay.
The agency is unable at this time to reach a decision on the approvability of the application because of these unresolved regulatory and policy issues that relate to the application we were asked to evaluate.
FDA Commissioner Lester Crawford. Susan Wood worked as the FDA's Assistant Commissioner for Women's Health during that period. She resigned in protest to the agency's handling of the issue. She's now a research professor at the School of Public Health and Health Services at George Washington University. She joins us from Washington, D.C. Susan Wood, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Explain to me what the legal issue is here. I mean, I know that you were passionately involved in this issue, but what is the FDA supposed to do regarding science, and how do you keep an agency like the FDA insulated from politics on a hotbed subject like contraception and abortion, these sorts of things?
Oh, well, hearing that tape took me back to when it was being blocked in 2005 and was about 3 or 4 days before I actually resigned my position. It was actually that step of blocking all women access to a safe and effective contraceptive method that really demonstrated to me that that the administration was not prepared to allow what they considered controversial to become available to women. And so the legal issue that the courts have been taking up for the last several years now is, did FDA follow its normal process? Did the experts outside and inside the FDA play their proper role in making a decision about whether a product is safe, effective, and under what conditions it should be made available, with a prescription or without? And by the time where we are today is, of course, is that the product was approved a year after that press conference for those 18 and older. And there had been numerous missteps along the way. And the court decision laid out those missteps in their ruling. The judge described, frankly, what I had seen and heard and knew about over the years that I was there, and came down with the decision that FDA did not follow the legal process of how it's supposed to go about making its decisions, that its work, its the final decision made by the leadership of FDA, not by the scientists and physicians there, was arbitrary and capricious, and that therefore it needed to first roll back the age limit to 17, but leave most of the decisions, putting most of the decision back in the hands of the physicians and scientists inside FDA to follow the normal process again and reach a conclusion that is based on the proper way FDA is supposed to do business.
You know, I can hear your frustration as a medical professional and a public health professional, but I can also hear your frustration as a woman. This delay probably resulted in conceivably hundreds of thousands of decisions on the part of young women in a way that changed their lives. How do you feel about that?
Well, what we know about emergency contraception is that it's just high-dose birth control pills. It does not cause an early abortion. It is a way to safely and effectively prevent an unintended or unwanted pregnancy for that individual if she uses it in a timely fashion. It's very important that it's taken quickly after unprotected sex, and it can help a woman who's in a situation, whether it was due to rape or a problem with contraception or whatever reason, that she's in the unfortunate situation of needing emergency contraception. And we need to, if it isn't taken within hours, it really has no effect. And so it's the timeliness of it is very important. Thus, if you need to go to a doctor, get a prescription filled, you will end up missing that window of opportunity, and it frankly doesn't work. So for women, young women, even young teenagers, if they're in that circumstance, we certainly want them to have the opportunity, have the information, have the access to make a decision about whether they need to use emergency contraception at a time when it can work.
For people concerned about public health issues, what is the likely implication of this judge's decision removing politics, in theory, from good science on all kinds of public health issues? How is the Obama FDA going to be different, do you think?
Well, I think the judge's ruling is actually quite consistent with what President Obama did just a couple of weeks ago, which was sign a presidential memo directing all of the science agencies to really put science first and to ensure scientific integrity in all of its decisions, whether it's environmental decisions or health decisions or other regulatory or research work. And so this decision is not contrary at all to that. Rather, it is consistent with and actually doesn't overturn all of FDA's decision making, but in fact says we want you, the FDA, to take a new look with new leadership who is going to stand back and let the science and the scientists and the physicians drive the decision. And that's the way it should be. And I think this is entirely consistent, and I'm very hopeful as this moves forward.
Well, looking forward to the way ahead, and thanks for clarifying that for us. Susan Wood, professor at George Washington University School of Public Health and Health Services. She's a former assistant commissioner for women's health at the FDA.